Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
On Monday, we chatted to Mr. Bernard Tlali, who is the Acting Executive Director of NMB M's Electricity and Energy, and gained some insights into the power outage affecting parts of our city in Nelson Mandela Bay. And this morning, we have Mr. Tlali on the line to give us an update on the restoration efforts. Good morning, Mr. Tlali. How are you?
Good morning to you as well. And I'm feeling a little bit much better, but it is still pressure. Thank you for asking.
Mr. Tlali, we believe that there are some parts of Nelson Mandela Bay in which the power has been restored. Is this, in fact, the case? And if so, which are those areas?
Thank you very much. Let me take the opportunity again to actually apologize to the residents of the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality on behalf of the metro as a whole for the inconvenience that they are going through. Yes, there are parts of the Nelson Mandela Bay area that are actually on now, starting from as early as yesterday as per our promise. You would remember we have this other plan that we're running in parallel to actually see how best can we bring power back on. Yes, I can confirm as early as yesterday that part of South End area and Humid area, as well as Summerstone area, have since received their power. Thanks.
Oh, that's good news.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It's been 5.5 days, so I'm sure it offers great relief. Of course, it was high gale force winds on Friday that caused a widespread of power outage in our metro. And one can't help but be concerned, Mr. Tlali, that with Lemmy Moya that we're going to be experiencing for the rest of today and possibly for tomorrow, is there any risk now to some of the restoration that has been made, or even in terms of the planned timelines to restore power entirely across the metro? Are we concerned about the winds?
That is so true. Remember, a bigger part of the solution to the problem that we have is basically to bring the power line that was down back. Now, that power line needs the employees and the contractor and Eskom people that are on board to work on heights. So this weather that we're experiencing now, are very unfortunately, it's going to hold us back or whatever that we wanted to do. We're just hopeful then that if the weather is back today, hopefully we can get time tomorrow at least to be able to continue. But otherwise, if it wasn't for that, then I'm sure or I'm as hopeful then that we'll still meet our target date to actually bring the more sustainable power back at around Sunday or so, or even just before Sunday. But however, our target for that part of the solution is basically to bring power back, sustainable power back on the seventh day, and the seventh day it will be Sunday.
That's good news. Still on track. One thing we can't control is the weather, of course, the windy weather today as well. But as you said, some parts of the region definitely has got electricity back again. Mr. Tlali, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And I'm sure we'll keep folk updated on Algoa FM News, also on your social pages and Nelson Mandela Bay Metro as well.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Once again, let me reassure the residents of the Nelson Mandela Bay that we are doing all, we are putting all the efforts that we can possibly do to make sure then that we bring power back. In fact, as a closing remark from me, the only outstanding area as per the plan of the transformer that we are using would be the Arlington. But we are working very hard to actually see how best can we actually put the Arlington substation back to serve a little bit of the warmer location. We are doing all that we can. That would be my closing remark. Otherwise, everything is on board. If it wasn't for this wind, everything would be fine. And we are hopeful that everything will still work according to schedule. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Mr. Bernard Tlali, of course, Acting Executive Director of the NMBM's Electricity and Energy. Thank you so much for sharing some insights with us this morning, and all the best with those efforts.
Thank you very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.